give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, 10:02 here on a Thursday night. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Gibbons with you until midnight as we go in the post after a Sixers game tonight, a loss to the Washington Wizards, 119-113, dropping their record now to 15-7 on the season. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. They are now, again, in a tough spot in terms of road games where they cannot seem to get things together on the road. This is the nine-game losing streak against the Washington Wizards that dates back to 2013. They cannot win in Washington, and the 76ers fell tonight once again, 119-113. The Wizards improved to 7-13 on the season. Here's the thing about this game as I'm sitting here, and Tyler Zuli did a great job engineering back here at the studio. Dylan McKinnon on the audio highlights. Brian Seltzer and Tom McGinnis, great work as always. So we're sitting here watching the game, and I look at Tyler at one point, and I'm like, this game is frustrating. And in the first quarter, they're up by 8. But if you remember, their biggest lead on the night when they did have a lead was 11 points. They got up to 11 points at some point where you're looking at this saying, okay, this is exactly how it was going to go. It's kind of slow early, kind of boring. It's Washington. They really don't put up a fight. Yes, they are one of the top scoring teams in the NBA where they average over 120 points, but they also give up a ton of points themselves. So if the 76ers, if you look at it, have the best player on the floor, if you want to go the second best player on the floor is Bradley Beal, the 76ers certainly have the third best, so your chances look good. And team overall, the 76ers are the better team. Then comes the second quarter. They give up 40 points to the Washington Wizards. 40 points to the Wizards. And when you look at the second quarter only, they shot 16 of 24 for 66.7%. 6 of 11 from deep, 54.5%. Only 2 free throw attempts, didn't need them because they were making their shots, and especially from deep. 10 rebounds, 11 assists on the 16 makes because they were passing the ball, making their threes. There you go. Only turned the ball over 2 times. That led to 3 points for the 76ers, where the 76ers, though, turned the ball over 6 times for 10 points in that quarter. So you look at the 16-24 in that second quarter, which really swung the game for the Wizards. They never looked back. They shot 66.7% on 16 of 24, as I mentioned. The 76ers shot 8 of 17 for 47%. Washington got up 7 more shots on the 76ers in that quarter, partially because they turned the ball over 4 more times, partially because while the 76ers got free throws, 4 of 6, and Washington did not, again, they made their field goals at a very high clip, and they made their shots from deep. This is I don't like this loss at all. There aren't many losses that you like, but I really do not like this loss in particular. You are not supposed to lose to the Washington Wizards. I'm sorry. This was a game that was more than winnable. You are the better basketball team. It's a short trip away. You have a very good win against the Utah Jazz. You win 4 in a row. If I'm not mistaken, it was 4 in a row. You don't go on the road and then lose to Washington. This smells to me something that we've talked about before. We can just get on the train, take the trip to Washington, step out on the floor, and we've already won. And like I've said a number of times, when it comes to this basketball team, they are not yet allowed to have that mentality because they are not good enough to have that mentality that they can just walk out on the floor and beat opponent X because you have Tobias Harris, Al Horford, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and when Josh Richardson is healthy, Richardson on the floor with them. They are not good enough to do that. Then you get to the turnovers overall. Six in the second quarter, 21 turnovers on the night for the 76ers. That led people to 30 points on the evening. 30 points off of those 21 turnovers. You go to the other side, 12 turnovers by Washington. The Sixers were able to get 10 points off of those turnovers. So right there, that's a 20-point advantage for them. Let's go to the field goals. 41 of 90, 45.6% for Washington. The Sixers, 41 of 77, 53.2%. Guys, they get 13 more shots up. 13 more shots up. The three-pointers were attempts, 28 to 27, Sixers advantage. They made 13 of them for 46%. 40% for Washington, 11 of 27. All right, that's pretty even. Free throws, 18 of 24 for 75% for Philadelphia. 26 of 32 for Washington. So while they're making their threes, taking their threes, making their threes, taking some other opportunities, 41 makes for both teams. But you get 13 more shots up. Washington does. 32 free throws for them. 32. The rebounding, 44 to 41. Pretty even. Assists, 25 apiece for both teams. Even. The difference there, guys, as we talk about this, they had 8 more makes at the free throw line, 30 points overall off of the turnovers. And once again, you cannot have the amount of turnovers that they had tonight. 21 turnovers. And guess what? When you look at, let me run real fast. Bradley Beal had 5 for high usage, 38 minutes. Rui Hachimura had 42 minutes. He only had 2 turnovers. Sixers turnovers, 21. Let me give you the breakdown of the turnovers. Tobias Harris, 1. Al Horford, 2. 39 minutes and 43 seconds for Tobias Harris. He was pretty good, 13 to 28. I don't mind anything that he did tonight, 33 points for him, 7 rebounds. They needed to score. Just go score. Al Horford, 28 minutes and 52 seconds for his 11-5, 2 turnovers. Furkan Korkmaz, 19 minutes and 32 seconds, starting for an injured Josh Richardson, 8 points on the evening, 3 of 6 from the floor, no turnovers. Okay, let me skip now to Mike Scott. 17 minutes off the bench, didn't shoot well, not playing, not a good stretch for Mike right now, only 1 turnover. James Ennis, 2 points, 17 minutes for him as well, 1 turnover. Haul Neto, 12 minutes and 1 second, 11 points. Really good tonight when he was out there on the floor, 11 points, making 3 of his 4 threes. He had 1 turnover. Matisse Thybulle, Trey Burke, no turnovers. Matisse Thybulle out there for 30 minutes and 58 seconds, 0 turnovers. So you add that up, right? 3 from the bench, boom. 3 from Tobias Harris, Al Horford, and Furkan Korkmaz. That's 6 turnovers right there. So why is the number so big? Oh, because your 2 stars were in a giving mood again tonight. Joel Embiid, 35 minutes and 10 seconds, 7 of 12 from the floor. Not mad at that. 11 of 14 from the free throw line. Certainly not upset about that. 21 rebounds. Love it. 26 points. All of that gets wiped out. Why? Because he had 8 turnovers. Then you go to the point guard, who played 36 minutes. Very efficient. 8 of 10. Albeit frustrating, because if you watched the game, and of course you heard the game here on the Fanatic, you heard where Tom McGinnis might say, oh, Ben, shoot that one. Or, oh, Ben, oh, right there. Don't make that pass. also in a giving mood. He had 7 turnovers on the night. Say it again, Sal. Say it again. 7 turnovers. So 6
None
from
good.
All of those other players that we talked about, 15 from your 2-star players. And then Brett Brown, at the end of the game, post-game press conference, you heard it here on the Fanatic. Tom anchored the press conference right there from Washington at Capital One Arena. Look, what is Brett really going to say? Oh, I'll tell you what he should have said. What he did say was, we're still trying to grow our young players. We cannot have these types of turnovers, this amount of turnovers, because if it may not hurt us now, which it did in a regular season game, it's really going to hurt us in the postseason. He is correct. So when he's saying these young players, is he talking about Shake Milton? Is he speaking about Matisse Thybulle? Furkan Korkmaz? Mario Šajak? Zaire Smith? Is he talking about those guys? Or is he talking about the young veterans that he has 5 and 4 years in the league for Embiid and Simmons? Is he talking about those guys? I understand the amount of time on the floor has not been a lot. Call them out. Don't lump them in with Matisse Thybulle, Shake Milton, and every other young player you have. Talk about the 2 stars that have 15 turnovers tonight. And again, it keeps on happening. You're taking away opportunities. So when you have a 13 shot attempt discrepancy between Washington and Philadelphia, part of that is because you were, again, in a giving mood, turning the ball over at a high rate. Those two had 15. The Washington Wizards had 12 overall as a team. And Beal had 5. Brett, call them out and say, no, Embiid can't do this. Simmons cannot do that. It is not helping us. It is only hurting us, and it's really going to hurt us in the long run when we get to the postseason. Before we get to the postseason, it could hurt us in games like this where you lose to an opponent you should not. I understand it's a division, right? You used to play in Washington, and even though they're not in the same division anymore, you used to play in Washington. You're very familiar with one another and all of that. It's an NBA team. At any given time, it can happen. I get all of that. No, you got up to an 11-point lead in the beginning. Hold that 11-point lead. Defend the 3-point line. Stop allowing them to get these easy looks that they had tonight and protect the basketball. Everything else was pretty good. You shot 53%. You shot 46% from deep and 75% from the free throw line. Where's the problem? The turnovers. Call out your 2 stars. Maybe you say something behind closed doors, not in front of the media, not in front of the fans. Well, maybe they need to know that you are frustrated by calling those 2 players out and saying, once again, that is unacceptable for them to turn the ball over at the high rate that they continue to do so, causing them to lose games. And if he's going to bring up what could happen potentially in the postseason, it's going to be because of things like this where they help you lose games. They contribute to losing games because of the turnovers that they keep having. I had this team going to the NBA Finals. I'm going to stand by it because I said it at the beginning of the year. The East is very good at the top. They are one of the teams that is very good at the top. They're 15-7 because they have made themselves into a team that is 15-7 where they should be significantly better. But I'm going to stick with what I said. They're going to go to the NBA Finals. It's going to be a tough road. That being said, if they continue to do things like this, if your point guard continues to leave his feet and throw the basketball, assuming someone is going to be there on his team, not accounting for the fact that the opposition, they're out there to play defense, and they might, just might, steal the basketball. They're not going to get there if their crown jewel, Joel Embiid, is not more careful with the basketball in traffic?
Man, I'm trying to be dumb there.
You weren't enough. You were very good, not enough. Sixers lose 119-113 to Washington at the Capital One Arena tonight. 119-113. They're now 15-7 on the season. Wizards improved to 7-13. They were led by 27 by rookie Rui Hachimura from Gonzaga. Nice young player. Bradley Beal with 26. He's the star, as we know. And off the bench, Davis Bertans was fantastic in the first half. 22 points off the bench. A perfect stat line. 8 of 8 from the floor. 6 of 6 from deep. At some point, when he's that hot, find and locate that man and not allow him to get a 3 off. Former Sixer Ish Smith on the night, 19 points, 8 assists on 7 of 11 shooting, made both of his 3-point attempts. Everyone else just contributed how they contributed, and they win tonight 119-113. So your thoughts on tonight's game, folks? A frustrating loss to this team. For me, I thought they should have blown this team off the floor once they got up. Don't look back. Just do what you need to do and go out there and crush that team. They did not do it. They allowed them to get back into it, gaining that confidence. Hachimura was on fire, and they lose tonight once again, 119-113. Your phone calls, 610-632-0975. And on the hockey side of things, the Flyers here in Philadelphia, unfortunately, on a very good roll, they fall to the Coyotes 3-1. So if you want to go in the crease and talk about the Flyers as well, feel free to do so. But we are in the post tonight talking about a terrible loss, in my opinion, early in the season. Yes, I get it. But this was a bad loss to Washington, 119-113. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. Let's start things off in Manny Yoke with Josh, tipping things off here in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Devon, always enjoy it. I got to be honest with you. I'm so tired of watching this team. I coach high school basketball and tell them not to watch the Sixers because Ben Simmons jumping and throwing, leaving his feet while making a pass is exactly what you don't teach. And, you know, at some point, you're absolutely right. These guys have to be held accountable. This is a joke. It's time for a different regime with this whole process. I think Brett Brown's been a nice coach, but we've got to get someone else in. You can't have this. We're not going to go anywhere. Devon, we're not going anywhere. We have these generational players, and they're not doing anything. They're not getting any better. You're not talking about, I tell you what, I love Matisse Thybulle. Absolutely love Matisse Thybulle, all right?
Yeah.
He does everything right defensively. Ben Simmons isn't an all-NBA guy. You're not when you're making mistakes that are seventh and eighth grade mistakes. He can't be considered an all-NBA guy.
Yeah, and Dee and I, when we spoke about this last night, we pointed out, yes, it's great that we can talk about all the things that he is really good at, but how about at some point, as much as I like to defend him, you can't continue to defend the same thing when they keep making the same exact mistakes over and over and over again. And when you continue to do it that way, defenses, the teams, they're too smart. They're going to scout you the way they scout you and say, hey, make him do this. He's going to jump in the air and he's going to turn the ball over and you have a fast break opportunity and so on and so forth. And they continue to do the same exact thing, Josh.
Devon, let me tell you something. This team's so good. They yes. need to get to the line every time in the fourth quarter.
You're not
every
kidding.
That's right. Go get paid, man. Go get paid, all right? Go get an M1. You're strong enough. Horford, Embiid, get the heck off the three-point line, Embiid. Get in the – and I know he scores a lot in the post, but let's go get paid every time. We should have that mentality. I want to play Billy Ball or Billy Ball, whatever you want. Go get paid every time. Think of that. You're going to get an M1 every time. Eliminate the three-point shot from the fourth quarter and Ben Simmons, do something, okay? Go to the line, man. Like, this is how we get paid. You know, you want to be tough? Go prove it. They aren't doing anything. This is a joke.
Josh, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. 610-632-0975. And he said he's out. Yeah. Now, again, I'm not out. I'm frustrated. I'm not out. I'm just frustrated at this basketball team because they continue to make the same exact mistakes over and over and over again. And Brett Brown, Josh just talked about him and saying that he may not be the guy, you need a new regime, all that stuff. Maybe that's true. Well, here's the thing. While he kind of called them out by saying we have to be better, we have to grow our young players and all of this stuff, he's not wrong in that regard. But once again, don't lump them in when you're talking about Simmons and Embiid tonight. Yes, the question could have been about your turnover problem on the season. But tonight, specifically, 15 turnovers by your two young stars, if since he wants to call them young, your young stars, 12 turnovers total for Washington on the night. 12. 12. They had more than the entire Washington team. Unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. 610-632-0975. They have back-to-back games on Saturday and Sunday, hosting Cleveland, both here in Philadelphia, hosting Cleveland on Saturday, and then on Sunday, 6 o'clock tip against the Toronto Raptors. Come on, guys. Get it together. We know you're undefeated at home. You need your road record to improve. You really do. These are games that you should take. Okay? So you're 10-0 at home, as we know, after losing tonight. You're 5-7 away from the center. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. This is In the Post. We're running until midnight. We'll take your phone calls. 610-632-0975. Frustrating loss, 119-113 to the Washington Wizards. We'll take your thoughts on this loss tonight against Washington right here until midnight on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
It is 10:28, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight. 610-632-0975. Sixers drop one tonight in Washington. Score 119-113. They were up early at the end of one, 33-25, up by as much as 11 in the game. And then in the second quarter, 40-22. That was the difference, 40-22 Washington in that second quarter over the 76ers. And at the half, it was 65-55 Washington. The Sixers got close, but they were never able to overcome that deficit and get back out there into a lead. And unfortunately, again, they fall tonight, 119-113. The big story, in my opinion, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, the 21 turnovers on the evening. 610-632-0975, 15 of which were from Ben Simmons, 7, Joel Embiid, 8 on the night. Let's go back to the phones. We go in the post next with Ramon in Mount Airy on the Fanatic. What's up, Moan?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? What you doing, bro?
Oh, man, it frustrated me yet again.
Yo, man, I'm going to pick up where you and D left off yesterday or last night when I heard the conversation. And I got to say, D must be a prophet. Well, not even a prophet, too prophetic. But it was timely for what she mentioned yesterday. And what she, her response was exactly what I had for this situation with Brett Brown. Joel, Ben, when you jump in the air, as D said last night, you know what you do? Time out. Ben, you come over here. You sit next to me. And we're going to talk about this.
Yeah, how old? Joel, how old? Go get in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Raul, go in there. And Joe, let me tell you this, man. And what I seen tonight, too, had to deal with coaching. And that's the problem because, my son had a conversation and said they get along. I don't want you to get along with the coach like this because you're making these mistakes, as the previous caller said. You're doing what high school kids are doing, seventh graders are doing. Joe, if you don't know how to go 1, 2, 3, shoot. You dribble once, you dribble twice, you shoot. Don't get the ball 20, 15 freaking feet away from the post. Get your butt in the post. Tobias Harris was the only one who realized, if I go to the hole, nobody's going to stop me from getting this cup. Nobody drove. Ben, you could have just drove, attacked the basket. Where is this bully ball that we talked about? Tonight would have been a perfect example because they didn't want no smoke. All they wanted to do was freelance or fly and shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
That's coaching. Devon, that's coaching, bro. Ben, you need to sit down. This is how we need accountability. Joe, you need to sit down. As D said yesterday, you need to apply that same tenacity towards those rookies as you do with your superstars. But Joel and Ben have been allowed to get away with things. They will never reach their potential until they are pressed to play to their potential. That's what I saw tonight. 15 turnovers from the faces of the franchise? Come on, what we got to do? Keep bringing in veterans like Al Horford? We got to keep bringing in people to help these guys out? No, at this point, you're supposed to lead this team. You don't have no hunger. You don't have no urgency. You like the headlines in the press, but you don't do the work. And Brett, you're a nice dude, but you're not that guy. From what I'm saying, I still take them going to the championship, but I need to see some changes as far as your method of coaching them to, and these turnovers, because somebody need to sit down.
Yeah,
put the message out there, because you're here for 5 years, $170 million. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
we need more than that.
Mo, great stuff, man. Appreciate the phone call. 610-632-0975. The accountability, we keep talking about it. Maybe they do something behind closed doors that we don't see. But when it keeps happening, all we can do is sit back and say, well, maybe he's not saying anything. Or even if he is saying anything, the message is not being received. And then what do? You're not getting rid of those two guys. It's going to be the coach that is going to take the hit. Not them. 610-632-0975. Simon is in Center City joining us next in the post. What's going on, Simon?
Good evening. How are you?
Ah, man. This one was a tough one tonight.
No, it's not. It's predictable, and Brown's got to go. Listen, Embiid's not a rookie. Is he a rookie? His rookie year, he didn't play. I don't think he played his second year.
No, he did not.
Okay? So here's the deal. He's a big boy, right?
Correct.
He grabs a rebound. What does he do?
Pushes the break.
The ball,
yeah, he pushes the break.
He's got two guards on the left and the right. So what do? They steal the ball from him.
Yeah.
So what's he doing? Doesn't the coach tell him, hey, dude, you can't do that? You know, can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
Come on. But here's the deal. Sixers lost, Flyers lost, Eagles lost. I woke up this morning to hear Cole Hamill signed with our arch enemy, the Atlanta Braves, who the Phillies play like 30 times.
Correct.
For peanuts, $18 million. They make more than $18 million in the Cole Hamill's T-shirts and jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I'm loving it. I'm having a great time tonight. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I'm watching the Cowboys.
Yes, well, scored.
Wait,
so
you know what? they may have just scored. No, they did.
Yeah.
They're getting their butts kicked. It's 24-14 in the fourth quarter.
The only thing is, we have to see if Chicago can hold up and keep the
lead. They're going to hold up. They're only going to hold up. Listen to this. The Eagles could lose on Monday, and we'll still win the division champ. But here's the funny thing, okay, about Philly and about us. Here's the funniest thing.
What's
honest
that?
To God. So Sundays I have people come to my house, watch Eagle games. Only if I add up how much enjoyment you get from watching the Eagles this year, who stunk it up. Even when they win, they suck. Versus how much enjoyment you get watching the Cowboys the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's no greater when they show the close-up of Jerry Jones. And, like, you know, he's got this look on his face. He's all contorted. And, you know, he gets up at a minute left and he storms off, you know. And so it's like, it's beauty.
Yeah, it
so
is.
Why
but
is it that we enjoy the Cowboys getting their butts kicked?
Well, of course,
as
man.
Much or more than
because you have to, man. Thanks for the call, because that's the enemy. That's what the one that most people cannot stand when it comes to the rivals for any of the sports teams here, of the four sports teams, right? Phillies, Flyers, Sixers. You can say for most people, Dallas is number one. Now, for me personally, it's the Boston Celtics. But I do know that there's probably a majority where Dallas is number one. Now, to his point, just since he brought it up, the Cowboys just scored. It is, 14:55 left in the fourth quarter. Chicago is up 24-14. They are in Chicago, about to receive the kickoff. Now let's see if Chicago can, first of all, score. Second of all, if you're going to score, eat some clock so you have a long drive here and kill a lot of clock. Go down, get a touchdown, get a field goal. It's already a two-score game. Make it very difficult in that regard. And when they just kicked it off, I believe that it went out of bounds, so they're going to start with very good field position, the Chicago Bears. No reason why they should not be able to score in this particular fourth quarter and at least get themselves three more points to go up 27-14 over the Dallas Cowboys. And we all know what that would mean. They would be tied. Oh, not tied. They would be right not too far again. The Philadelphia Eagles will still have hope. Still have hope that they can win this division. But right now, once again, we're talking Sixers, 119-113, losing to the Washington Wizards tonight. 21 turnovers, folks. 21 turnovers for your Philadelphia 76ers. It's a common theme. It continues to happen. It continues to happen because at the end of the game, the coach says, we have to be better and we're trying to grow our young players. Grow our young players. And when you grow your young players, I need you to be more specific. Because when you're talking about growing your young players, once again, Matisse Thybulle, Zaire Smith, Jonah Bolden, Shake Milton, Mario Shayok, those are all young players. And Beaton Simmons, while young, have been in the league for five, six years for Embiid. They've been around for a while. And the things that they are doing when we're speaking about them turning the ball over, as Josh called earlier to start things off, those miscues that they are having are things that you learn a long time ago. Stop jumping in the air and turning the ball, thinking you can just, you can direct the ball wherever you want. Tell, you know, with some, I don't know what he's thinking, except for believing that he is so good that this is not going to be a problem. And this is what I talk about when we speak about the confidence, lack thereof, when it comes to his outside shooting. He is so confident in his passing ability that he consistently leaves his feet, right? Consistently leaves his feet to make a pass because he is so confident in his ability to get the ball where it needs to be, no matter how he delivers it. That's where it's so baffling that he is so, so confident in that regard that he then is so, lacks the confidence when it comes to the other part that he can also help the team in shooting the basketball. And for me, once again, it does not have to be a three-pointer. Regular jump shots, floaters, teardrops, those types of things for Ben Simmons. That's confidence. So when Brett is talking about growing, he's saying growing Ben's outside shot, growing where both Embiid and Simmons keep their turnover numbers down, right? All of that stuff. You are a championship contender. Elton Brand went out there and made the moves that he did last year, acquiring Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, because win now mode. You bring Al Horford, re-sign Tobias Harris, trade for Josh Richardson, win now mode for this basketball team. Brett said it post-game press conference. We have to be better. We have to improve in this area, and it could prevent us from what we want to do. If it doesn't hurt us now with these regular season games, which it has, it will certainly hurt us in the postseason. Win now. And to his point, he is the one we know for certain. We think for certain. We think, right? I know. I'm saying he's the one that's going to be let go if this does not work. If they do not get to the NBA Finals, if they do not get to the Eastern Conference Finals and compete and get the seven games, he's probably gone. 610-632-0975. They fall 119-113 to Washington. We're taking your calls, your thoughts. Benny, Mitch, Drew, Coach Shiz, Eric, one open phone line if you want to jump in and talk about this awful loss to Washington. 119-113. We're in the post until midnight on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
.1048, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons in the post with you until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. Sixers fall 119-113 to the Washington Wizards, a team that has improved to 7-13. Yeah, you heard me right. Six games under 500, while the 76ers 15-7. It's not the end of the world, but it's frustrating when it seems like the same things continue to be a problem over and over again for this basketball team. In this loss, 21 turnovers on the night, leading to 30 points for Washington. Only 12 turnovers for Washington, 10 points for the 76ers off of their turnovers. Sixers led by 11 points was their biggest lead. Never looking back once, Washington took over in the second quarter, putting up a 40 spot on the Sixers' defense. We knew the Washington Wizards could score. Top team, a top team in the NBA scoring-wise with over 120 points a game, but they're a bottom defensive team on the other side because they do give up the same amount of points. And the Sixers come up on the short end tonight, 119-113. Seven turnovers for Simmons, 8 for Joel Embiid. You guys, your thoughts. Flyers fall to the Coyotes, 3-1. The Cowboys losing right now to the Chicago Bears. I believe it's 31-14 in the fourth quarter. So we'll see how that one plays out. We'll definitely let you know what happens at the end of the night between those two teams as well. But we go back to the phones. A couple people dropped off during the commercial break. So if you want to jump in and you have some things you want to get off your chest about the Philadelphia 76ers and their loss tonight, we're in the post until midnight, 610-632-0975. Benny in Bristol joining us in the post. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, man, I mean, earlier in the game, I thought it was going to be one thing, and it turned out to be totally opposite of what I predicted.
Oh, man, Ray, too, man. Well, I just want to say this, man. I'm feeling like the Sixers are playing how they're coached, and that's with no backbone. Like, who, like, inside of that locker room, who is the guy that, I'm talking about within the players, not at Brett Brown right now, but within the players.
Sure.
Who's that guy that's actually saying, well, we, you know, that captain, that guy that's, you know, talking to these guys like, we got to get this done. Let's make it happen. Who's that guy in that locker room? Because I don't really see it out there at all. I mean, it can't be Joel. It can't be Ben Simmons because these two players to me are both like cocky, bullheaded. They, you know, they're very talented, but at the same time, they just think they got it in the bag. And I feel like they need somebody in there. Like, I don't know if Al Horford is the guy, but they need somebody in there who's going to, like, be that extra coach. Like, you know how Brian Dawkins is with the Eagles?
Yeah,
A captain, somebody who's going to let them know we're here to win. We mean business. And another thing real quick, Joel Embiid, come on, man. He's got to stop dribbling. He's not a guard, man. How long are we going to keep saying this? You feel me? Like, he's got to get into the paint. Play the paint, do what he got to do. Stay off the 3-point line. He's got to. It's not, you know, if it's there, it's there. But don't force the issue.
Yeah,
you need to get in the paint. You're the biggest guy on the court.
So Ben, my only thing there in terms of who is the one that's speaking to them, I can't say for certain. Now Tobias Harris has a voice. Al Horford does have a voice, but I wonder, the message is certainly fantastic. You know it is. But is it reaching those two guys, or are they too far gone, to your point, of being so big-headed where they won't even allow that message to really seep in and do what they need to do in order to help the team overall? So I would say those two candidates, Mike Scott, Kyle O'Quinn, as voices. But at some point, these two young players, if you want to call them that, these two franchise players in Embiid and Simmons have to receive that message and then go out there and do the work.
Yeah, understood. Thank you so much, Dick.
Hey, Ben, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon. 610-632-0975. Mitch in Phoenix, we're going to run these phone calls, guys. Next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing.
Yeah, they're not getting the message. And the only reason why they're not getting the message is they don't want the message. It's just like when your phone rings. If you don't want to pick it up, you're not going to pick it up. And I can guarantee you'll never see a change out of Ben Simmons. As far as Embiid is concerned,
sure,
he did have 22 rebounds and 20-some points.
No, I mentioned it, but it's tough to really praise that in the loss after you have 8 turnovers. It's just tough.
Yeah, the turnovers are basically a lack of concentration, immaturity on both of their parts. But if they don't get themselves a real point guard that can shoot the ball, I don't care if it's Ish Smith. I've never seen Ish Smith have a bad game against the Sixers. Not once. I see the guy play basketball the right way and knows how to make a jump shot. I can't stand Ben Simmons.
Well, a lot of people already felt that way, Mitch, and a lot of people are starting to join that club. And when I say a lot of people starting to join that club, it's because there's that side where you're waiting. You're like, okay, we're going to wait and see how things play out. He cannot continue to do this. He's going to eventually do what we know he should be doing, and he's not. And that's not just with the jump shots. That's with the turnovers, man, by leaving your feet and throwing the ball. You cannot do that.
Like I said,
you can't do that in this league, man. There's too many good people, too many athletic people out there, too many smart. These are the best of the best. The best of the best. You cannot do that.
Oh, I know. I watch a lot of basketball, not just the Sixers. I've watched a lot of basketball for the last 50 years. I've never seen a guard like Ben Simmons. And for people to say, well, what about what he does well? That ain't going to take them to the promised land. I can guarantee it.
Well, you might be right, man, and I hate to say that you might be right because, again, Mitch, thanks. I'm a fan of Simmons. I have been a fan of Simmons. I've been standing behind Simmons in regard to who he can be, what he is right now, where he can go. It's up to him. It's totally up to him. And then you have the coach, where you may not want to point the finger at him, but guess what? The finger's going to be pointed at him when he says things like he says tonight, where, yes, we all have to be better. We cannot turn the ball over. We're trying to grow our young players. Listen, man, trying to win championships, and, yes, you are trying to grow. Maybe we're in June and we're looking back and saying, hey, guys, remember that Washington loss when we were blowing up the phones, talking about this loss and how awful it was? Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, I remember that. Doesn't matter now. Guess what? We're not there yet. We're having this conversation because we want them to get there because we thought that they had enough to actually get there and put in that work. 610-632-0975. On the other side, guys, Matt, Coach Shiz, Paul Jules, 2 open phone lines. We are commercial free for 25 minutes, so you better believe I'm giving you guys the phone. You got the floor to do what you need to do. Say what you need to say about the Sixers. 119-113 loss to Washington. Pitiful loss, in my opinion. 21 turnovers on the night, leading to 30 points for Washington. 610-632-0975. In the post until midnight. I'm Devon Givens right here on the Fanatic.